I know that it seems sometimes that no matter what you do, or no matter how hard you work, striving to make things better in your life, but for some reason you're not getting nowhere. Well, I want you to turn to the one next to you and tell them,
you tried your way, it didn't work, no. You put him second,
yeah,
and put you first.
Oh, yeah.
You trusted friends, thought they had your back.
Oh, oh.
And every time you turn around, it seems you're under attack. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But turn to your neighbor and say,
hey,
see, the devil is alive.
Hey,
no, I'm not gonna die.
Hey,
it's okay to cry,
hey,
cause he's by your side.
Hey,
you gotta stop that hating.
Hey,
I know you don't wanna hear it.
Hey,
gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit.
Cause
he's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit. Oh, hold up. Your bills are due, and all the people you helped did not want to help you. I talked to my mother, I talked to my pastor, but I was so blinded by all my disaster. I wish you would just tell your neighbor, tell them for me. See, the devil is a liar. No, you're not gonna die. It's okay to cry, cause he's by your side. You gotta stop that hating. I know you don't wanna hear it. Gotta fast and pray and listen to the Spirit, y'all. He's speaking to your heart right now. Just listen to the Spirit, oh. I was in my own way, but I'm here to tell you, without his grace I'm a major failure. So if you got problems, know that you can't fix it. Just give it to Jesus. Oh, can I get a witness and tell him, say, that the devil is a liar? You gotta listen to the Spirit. Whoa. To get your attention right now. I know you got your own plan, but God's got a better one. No.
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr. Big Star.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
to my destiny, extremely close to my victory, 'cause here comes trials and troubles, jealousy and envy. I must be close to what you have for me. I must be close to my overflow, extremely close to my miracle, 'cause here comes confusion, problems and enemies. I just believe that I must be close to what you have for me. So much is given, so much is required. Be qualified, must go through the fire, but I won't smell like smoke. I'll be better than.
God, my God, my God. Great morning, everybody. Welcome to the grind. Let me get this old voice right. I hope everybody's having an amazing morning so far. You know, welcome to the grind. You guys could have been doing anything the word that you wanted to do, but you chose to dial in this morning and listen to little old me. Despise ye not small beginnings, because ye know not what is in store for you. Man. Humble right now, guys. Thank you so much. You know, it's been an interesting week, interesting weekend. I mean, to say the least, a lot's going on around the world right now. A lot of people are displaced. A lot of people are without power. A lot of people are without food. A lot of people are without water right now. And you know, it is a message in everything that happens, you know, be it good or bad. I'm not getting ready to get super philosophical or super spiritual, you know, on this show this morning. But, you know, I believe God speaks to us through everything. And, you know, tragedy happens and, you know, the good times come and the good times go and things continually happen. And time continually moves. You know, when you opened your eyes this morning, you know, some of you said, thank you, Lord, for another day. You know, I must have, you know, some purpose on this earth still because you allowed me to open my eyes and to draw another breath yet another day. And there's one thing that we can always count on is that the day is going to come. The sun is going to rise and the sun is going to fall every single day at the same time. The daylight may change a little bit, may come a little later, a little earlier, but ING, I'm telling you right now, it's going to come. It's going to come. Whether we want it to or not, it's going to come. And everything that we've seen throughout the week and, you know, all of the tracking of the hurricanes, not just one hurricane, but, I mean, three hurricanes, you know, Irma, Jose, and Katia, you know, three hurricanes. You know, battling through, you know, Hurricane, you know, Harvey, you know, which is, you know, the first of four hurricanes. You know, the city of Houston was hit pretty hard, you know, with Hurricane Harvey. They're just starting to, you know, try to put the pieces back together. And you know, tragedy is happening around the world, not just when it hit home, but even when things are good where you are. Some bad things are happening around the world. And as I said, I'm not going to get super philosophical or super spiritual, you know, on this show this morning because, you know, I want to keep it real. I want to keep it, as they say, 100. And, you know, things affect each of us differently. And as they affect each of us, you know, it's not a matter of the things that happen to us because we don't know. We never really know what's going to happen, but one thing that we can control is the outcome, how we actually handle, you know, what happens to us. And that's the one thing that we are in control of, and we have choice when it comes to that, although it's not the easiest thing, you know, in the world to do. You know, we definitely have choice in how we handle it, and there's always that split second, that moment before we actually have to make a decision on which way we're going to go. You know, what direction we're going to take things and, you know, how we're going to respond. There's always that moment before that allows us the opportunity, you know, to make a choice. And sometimes we choose right and sometimes we choose wrong. And that's just who we are as humans. We don't always make the right decisions. And even in our decisions to try to make the right decisions, we do the wrong thing sometimes. So we have to decide at this point, you know, am I going to allow that to affect me, or am I going to keep pushing forward? Am I going to move past whatever it is? And it's easier said than done in a lot of cases. Guys, I'm here to tell you this show, you know, speaks to me just as much as it speaks to you. And things are, you know, always in that decision-making mode in life. I mean, we make decisions all day long, you know, and sometimes it seems like our days are so short. You know, it always, you know, you always heard the saying, you know, time flies when you're having fun. You know, sometimes time just flies. You know, when you're in a miserable spot, it seems like, you know, time just stands still. But at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we have to figure out exactly, you know, what is our spot? What's our place? And, you know, what's here for me on this earth? What am I supposed to do? You know, how do I fit in? You know, what am I really put here to do? It must be something because you're listening to my voice this morning. It must be something because you opened your eyes. You took another breath, you know, this morning, you know, and we all wait. You know, we're waiting for that magic moment in life. You know, that moment when we're going to get our opportunity to do something great, because I'm here to tell you those opportunities don't come along every day. I mean, something truly, truly significantly great that will not only affect our lives, but it will also affect the lives of those around us. And, you know, some of you may be scratching your head right now and you're thinking about the moments that you've had that, you know, you've had the opportunity to be great and you didn't take advantage of it. You know, some of you are thinking about opportunities that you may have coming up that you may say, you know, this is my opportunity to be great. You know, if you can think of something right now, then I tell you, get ready for them. Get ready for them. If you can't, think of any opportunities that you may foresee that will give you the opportunity to be great, then, you know, prepare for it. You know, prepare for your opportunity. Prepare for your opportunity because you never know when it's going to come. Even some of us are here sitting and we're saying, well, you know what, I think I'm going to have my breakthrough, you know, in 2 months, or I think I'm going to have my breakthrough next week. We can think all we want. We can try and figure out exactly when our big opportunity is going to come. If you don't have a date pinned in and you know exactly how things are going to turn out, and chances are you never really do, then you never know when your opportunity is going to come. But what are you doing to prepare for your opportunity? Do you even understand, you know, what way, shape, form, or fashion your opportunity is going to come? You don't. But do you even have a sneaky suspicion as to what your opportunity may entail? Do you even know what will you actually be doing when it's time for your opportunity? See, some of us haven't sat down long enough to think about, you know, what is it that I want to do in life? You know, what am I working toward? What is my big opportunity going to be with? Some of you are great singers. Some of you are great dancers. Some of you are great, you know, you may be a poet. You may be a person that is just super caring. You may be a person that is very powerful, you know, with words. Whatever you are, whatever your strength is, then that strength is what is going to make a way for your opportunity. So ask yourself, what is my calling? What's my strength? What is my big opportunity going to come, and how am I going to take advantage of it? Prepare for your opportunity. You know, I was watching a documentary yesterday, and it was talking about people that were unknown, and now all of a sudden their largest life. And it was talking about some popular singers. It was talking about some popular, you know, rappers. It was talking about some very powerful and influential people, you know. And one person that was talking on the documentary, he was talking about how small and insignificant these people were in the very beginning. But they all had one thing in common. I mean, I'm talking about some big name people. I mean, some people now that are multi-millionaires or even billionaires now. These people at some point in time were insignificant, but they all had one thing in common. One thing. They never compromised who they were. They never compromised who they were. Now, some people are just bad people, and those are the people that you want to compromise. You want them to compromise who they are because you want them to change, because a lot of people don't know when they're doing wrong, you know. But somewhere along their journey, they'll get their aha moment and they'll realize. But, you know, we're talking about people now that were uncompromising, unwavering. You know, you could not shake them on what they believed in, on their craft. They knew what they were good at, and they built a platform around what they were good at. No matter how small that platform was, it was still a platform, something that they can stand on a piece of a small piece of concrete that they knew that was theirs. No one else could take it. They were good at it, and they were going to allow anybody else to take it. But the one thing that they continually did was they continually grew and built on that platform. So that platform got larger and larger. That platform may not have been them doing what everybody else thought they should have been doing. That platform was them taking the baby steps, making it larger and larger. That platform could have just been being in the right place at the right time. I mean, physically going where you needed to go and mentally being where you need it to be. They didn't allow anybody to get in their way. They saw their vision. They knew what their dream was, and they went for it. They knew that not everybody was going to understand what they were doing. They knew that everybody wasn't going to be on board, but they were preparing for their opportunity. They knew that there were going to have to be some things that they didn't want to do in the very beginning. But they were going to have to make some sacrifices to do it, and not everybody was going to understand. Let me tell you something. Successful people, you ask any person that's successful in life, and I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about in general, somebody that's living the life that they want to live, somebody that's doing what they love doing. You ask them if at all points in time of their journey, if everybody understood what they were doing and supported them. And they're going to tell you, they're going to laugh. They're going to say, absolutely not, man. There were times when I felt like quitting. There were times when I knew that, you know what, everybody was against me. But I knew that what my dream was, what my vision was, what my purpose here was, I woke up thinking about it. I went to sleep thinking about it. I couldn't get it off my mind. That thing right there is the thing that they were unwavering in. They didn't compromise. Now, these big name people that I'm talking about, you know, you wouldn't know their names, you know, from Adam, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. But one thing they didn't do is they didn't get weary of well doing. They didn't shake. They may have woke up and said, wow, I'm at this again, because every day is going to come no matter what. The sun's going to rise and the sun's going to fall, no matter what. But they knew that they would never be truly happy until they were doing what they love. Doing what we love is, a lot of people would say, it's a luxury. You're not going to be able to do that. That just doesn't make sense for you to be able to go out and just do that all the time. Well, that's someone else telling you what you can't do. But here's where a lot of people go off the farm at. Here's where a lot of people get sidetracked at, is that they don't understand that there's a point A and there's a point B. There's a point C, D, E, and F. There are steps to get where you want to go. And a lot of people aren't willing to take those steps. A lot of people aren't willing to prepare for their opportunity. So they don't take those necessary steps. They'll stand in one place and just allow it to continually be a dream instead of taking the necessary steps, taking the hits, taking the laughs, taking the lack of support, taking all of that and putting it in and mixing it up and creating that thing called drive, creating that thing called motivation, because, yeah, all of the bad is mixed in with all of the good, and it's all motivation. All of the people that tell you you can't, put that in there, mix it up. All of the people that tell you you won't, put that in there, mix it up. All of the people that tell you you're crazy, all of the people that don't support you and anything you do until your big opportunity comes, yeah, put that in there. And mix it all up. It all becomes motivation. And as you're mixing everything up, I'm going to tell you, it's not going to smell the greatest. It's not going to be the best concoction you've ever cooked up. It's not going to be your greatest dish. It's going to taste bad. You know, it's going to be what it's going to be. But you have to realize that it's all a part of the journey. It's all a part of you preparing for your opportunity. I see some of us, we start preparing for our opportunity, and then we get sidetracked, and it takes us a long time to get where we need to be. But we're talking about, you know, these successful people that now can go where they want to go when they want to go, do what they want to do when they want to do it. Nobody's telling them what to do. They're commanding their own day. They're writing their own check. You know, time freedom is something that they just have because they took the hits. They did what was necessary as opposed to what they wanted to do. They did what was necessary. And these little unknown people in the very beginning were people that came in and stood at the back of the room and just watched and sharpened their axe. They were students of the game. I always say, look, listen, learn, and lead. In order to lead, you got to know where you're leading people to. So you have to be qualified. And there are certain people that are going to follow you at different stages in your journey. You can't, don't get mad when people don't follow you. Don't get mad when people aren't on board with what you do. It's all a part of the journey. Don't let that sidetrack you. What is that thing that you're preparing for? What is your opportunity going to be? See, we got to first know what that is. We have to first figure out, what am I trying to accomplish? Where do I want to be? And then we set those different milestones for ourselves, because it's all a part of preparing for your opportunity. Because if you don't prepare for it, you'll never know when it gets there. You'll never know. But here's the most important thing about preparing, is that you're ready when it happens. You're ready when it happens. You know, in the business that we're in, we always talk about, you know, practicing the principles to participate in the promise. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand that concept as simple as it is. And it's all about a part of preparing for your opportunity. We always say, you never know, you know, you're always one person away or one step away from an explosion in your business. You just never know when it's going to happen. You never know who's going to help you get there. But if you're not ready when the opportunity presents itself, you won't even see it. You won't even know because you're not ready. So all of the little things that you have to do to prepare for your big opportunity are all of the small things that you think are beneath you, all of the small things that you think are unnecessary right now, because we have our eyes focused on the prize. We know where we want to be. But we get locked in on the big picture. And anybody knows, when you're putting the puzzle together, you only have to glance at the box every now and then, because you want to be able to see where this puzzle piece goes. But you have to actively be putting the puzzle together. All of that is preparation for your opportunity. And it doesn't matter that everybody doesn't understand. They're not going to. The quicker you realize that people are not going to ride with you in the beginning, the easier it is to understand when they don't. It's okay. Not everybody was put there to be in that part of your journey. They may play a part down the road. You never know. But you don't get mad at them. You don't do that thing called hate. And see, I always say, you know, I don't like to talk about hate a lot, because I don't think hate is really significant. All right. I believe that if you give whatever you give energy, it gives it life. So I don't talk about hate a lot. You know, people say such and such is hating on me. It doesn't matter to me. It's not about hate for me. Because hate is that thing that will hold you back. It's not hate. Don't talk about the thing that you want to give, that you don't want to give life. I love everybody, no matter whether or not you listen to my show today or you listen to my show 6 months from now. It doesn't matter. The people that are supposed to listen now are the people that are listening now. And that's how I have to take the different stages in my journey. And that's how you should take the different stages in your journey. See, people think that a lack of means that you're not doing something right. No, God giveth and God taketh away. People, see, you don't understand when God gives you something, he's giving you what's good. He can also take away what's not good for you at that moment, which means it's bad for you. So allow him to give and to take. They're both great. And we're not going to understand it. Just allow it to happen. And if you keep moving forward, then it won't even be an issue. And you glance up every now and then, and you look at the prize, and you put your head back down, and you keep finding your puzzle pieces. But as you're finding those puzzle pieces, you're putting them in place, don't get tired. Just keep moving. Stay committed and stay consistent. See, nothing happens without commitment and consistency. Absolutely nothing. So you focus in one direction. What is the thing that you think about when you wake up and when you go to sleep? See, and it's always that little voice that's in your head. We call it the inner voice. I call it the Holy Spirit. When it's your spirit talking to you in the inner voice. It's funny, I heard somebody saying the other day, said, you know, when you actually say something verbally, your ears hear it from the outside. When you say something with your spirit, you actually hear it, but your ears don't hear it, but you hear it. If you say a word internally without opening your lips, no sound comes out. You still hear the sound. But your spirit man is the one that's talking, and it's talking to your spirit man, because everything significant happens on the inside before it's manifested on the outside. That moment. That's that moment. There's a lot of these moments throughout the day. That's that moment when you get the opportunity to make the right decision. That's a puzzle piece. You put that piece in place, and your outside voice only manifests what comes from the inside. So now that you're moving forward and you're moving toward the opportunity that you were promised, because now you're practicing the principles, and now your road is starting to come together. Now you're on the right track, puzzle piece after puzzle piece. You're allowing, you're putting yourself in the right situations, in the right places. You're scouting ahead. You're saying, okay, should I go there? Let me not go over there, because that atmosphere is not the atmosphere that is conducive for my journey. See, some of us blindly walk into things that where we should not be, and we know better. That all of that takes away from you preparing for your opportunity. See, the more you focus on where you're supposed to be, scout ahead and figure out where you're not supposed to be, and it's not hard to do. It's very, very simple. Then you scout ahead and you know, I don't want to go over there because, you know, wherever I go, I don't always want to have to shift the atmosphere. Because if you have to shift something, that means it wasn't conducive to what your atmosphere is, to what you need. That air that you breathe over there is not good air. You don't always want to have to walk in and shift everything. You want to be able to create the atmosphere. See, that's the ideal situation. When you have to walk in and shift an atmosphere, then you're going to affect some change. And sometimes that's necessary. See, but you're only going to be strong enough to affect the atmosphere that you've grown to. If you try to affect an atmosphere that you haven't grown to, then that's going to affect you. So when you walk into a situation, an atmosphere, and you need to constantly shift the atmosphere, then maybe that's the wrong atmospheres for you to be in. Maybe you don't breathe that kind of air. It's hard. You start feeling like you're choked out because you're always trying to shift the atmosphere, create the atmosphere that you want, and keep moving forward. And people that are breathing the same atmosphere that you are, they'll attract to your atmosphere. So create more, shift less. So as you're moving forward and you're preparing for your opportunity, despise ye not small beginnings. Understand that everything that happens, happens for a reason, and that you're never going to be truly happy until you're doing what you love. And I got to stay on the right path, listening to my inner voice, because God's trying to tell me something. You heard Marvin Sapp say, listen, listen, you tried it your way. Prepare for your opportunity this way. Just listen. See, look, listen, learn, and lead. As you're leading, you're creating an atmosphere by which people want to be a part of. Not just people. When I say one word, it's going to change this entire sentence. That the right people want to be a part of. Because you can't, you're not going to save the world. Flip over to Revelations and you'll start to understand why you're not going to save the world. So the right people will be attracted to your atmosphere. And as you move forward and you're listening, you're outside in, you're taking everything that was from the outside and you've cut it off. And now you're moving forward with what's on the inside. You're listening to the spirit that is in you. And you're not allowing the things from the outside to affect you. Because now everything's functioning on all cylinders and you're moving forward. You're putting the puzzle pieces in place. You're looking at where you want to be. You understand that this is a vehicle over here that I need to be, that I need to take to get to the next stop. Because I can't get there without a vehicle. Some of us pop up and we say, you know what, we're just gonna blast off to Z. I'm going to get all the way to Z, and I'm good. And you don't even have a vehicle to get you there. But you don't know because you're not prepared. You're not preparing for the opportunity. So move forward and continue to allow God to give you the things that you need to take you from step A to B. To see, there are no giant steps, ladies and gentlemen. There are no shortcuts. You're going to have to do the work. You're going to have to take the hits. Okay? And I want to tell you guys, this show is something that I created that because I need it too. And I need to be able to have real conversations, not only with you guys, but with myself, because there's so many things going on around me. And here's the deal. There are many things in life that will appeal to you. And they all require a grind. So there's absolutely no escaping it. You're going to have to grind if you want to get what you want. Anything worth keeping and having is worth working for, right? The inevitability of you having to actually put in work for what you really want in life is unavoidable. But here's the deal. Some people have not yet discovered what they really want. That's step A, step one, whatever you want to call it. That's the first step. Discover what you really want. And the grind, this show was intended to be the bridge that helps you not only discover who you are, but also what you're capable of. The how comes from the discovery of the other two, right? So on your grind, ladies and gentlemen, no matter how you slice it, there are going to be gaps that need to be bridged. And that's where the real practical conversation becomes so valuable. Because your skill set doesn't matter. I don't care if you're a great carpenter. I don't care if you're a great ball player. I don't care if you're a great singer. Your skill set is of no importance here on this show. What is important is your mindset. Because it governs everything that you do in life. You just have to learn to control it. Control the mindset and you control the outset, the start, right? The journey begins from there. And as you start your journey, and see, that's the task, getting you to start your journey. And as you're starting your journey, you got a journey to be on now. Now, together, we can bridge those gaps, right? Together, we can start to bridge those gaps together. Because you may go through an experience that I haven't been through yet. I may have went through something that you haven't been through yet, and we can help you bridge that gap because some people are standing at the edge of A and B, And the gap is too wide. They've hit a gap that they can't overcome. And they need to know how I can build the bridge long enough to get to point B. See, some of us never really got started. Some of us never even took the first step. Some of us never even did the research for what we want. Some of us never even did, you know, the research for what we need. Some of us never really opened ourselves up to other people. You know, being a connector or connecting with other people is a part of life. And, you know, it's something that I've struggled with for a long time in terms of, you know, people, because I know the propensity of people. And I'm most certainly not one of those people that thinks the best of everyone. That's going to mess you up, really. I don't think the best of everyone, but I don't think the worst of everyone either. I just don't give anybody the benefit of doubt. So I believe that anybody is capable of anything unless I know you and I've spent time with you, I've broken bread with you. You know, I can't vouch for who you are. But in our journey, guys, we're going to have to connect with people and know the right people to connect with. And life moves on from there. So, guys, if we focus on where we want to be and we pick our heads up every now and then and look at the big picture and keep putting our puzzle together, that starts our journey. Open our mouths, talk to other people, and get them to actually understand where you are and move forward and not worry about what they're saying that you're doing and this and that. And, guys, then life is going to be a whole lot more fruitful for you. And your journey is going to start, and you're going to be able to actually, you know, start to prepare, you know, for your opportunity. And just hold on a little while longer. If you hold on and if you keep moving and keep holding on and keep moving, guys, you're going to figure out that, you know what, I'm actually moving forward now, and I can start to really see my puzzle coming together. So prepare for your opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. And don't let anything or anyone sidetrack you. Understand the vehicles that you have in place to get you from point A to point B. And do what you need to do. So, guys, thank you so much for chiming into the grind this morning. And no, I don't take it lightly. I'm humbled to have you, you know, in the audience today. And thank you. And this show happens every Tuesday and Thursday. You know, tell somebody about the grind. We're going to take another direction on this show, you know, as well, guys. Something that you will you'll be actually, you know, thrilled to hear about and see. So, guys, hold on a little while longer. Call somebody up and tell them to hold on and tell them to prepare for their opportunity. Have a great day.
Some days it seems like it'd be easier to just let go. Yeah.
You ask, will this go away? Know that God can see.
reason.
You just hold on.
I'm speaking from experience. I was there. Just about over.
Just about
but here's the good news. Listen.
All of your
dreams.
All of your desires.
Yes, they are. Yes,
are
they
coming
are.
To pass.
Whoa, whoa.
Oh,